You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, testified on Capitol Hill yesterday. The point of his visit was to explain to everybody what the Fed is thinking as it guides the U.S. economy through the pandemic and beyond. On inflation, he said, it's going to come down. On the labor market, he said, more people will get back to work in the coming months. But
even after this expected wave of supply comes, it's likely that we'll still be short of maximum employment. And at that time, support for demand will be appropriate. And so that's why we wouldn't see that it's time to raise interest rates now, because we think it'll take some time even after this to get there.
Powell said that because we are not only going to have to recapture what was lost in the pandemic, but what could have been. The U.S. was generating 200,000 jobs a month before the crisis. Last week, 360,000 people filed for unemployment, also far more than in better times. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Grant Thornton. She told us that number is a pandemic low, but it's still high.
Not only is 360,000 higher than we thought we'd be right now, and one of the reasons the Fed is hedging its bets on the side of employment over inflation at the moment, it's basically well above the pace we saw, about 200,000 pre-pandemic. And last week's numbers were revised up yet again. And these are initial unemployment claims. These have nothing to do with supplements or all of the heated political debate around what is keeping workers from participating in the labor market right now. And I think Chairman Powell also is pretty optimistic that we'll have some answers as schools reopen and all of the supplements go away in the fall about how many people are willing to look for jobs. And then the question is, how many of those people are we still able to absorb?
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.